Gee, that's I was reading in that wonderful book by Swami Shudananda about Papa Ramdas and Mataji Krishnabai, where Papa Ramdas would say, you know, Mother Krishnabai, when she gives, she showers. Someone asks for a cloth, she'll give a wardrobe. She'll just give everything. And he said, if I'm not careful, she'll give me away. and then Mata Krishnabai, Mataji said, Papa, you alone taught me how to give. And so then Papa Ramdas said the same thing. He said, she's always putting it back on me.
Yes.
Yes.
See, about Lord, that's what she says. The wife of Sudhama tells Sudhama, Sudhama, we are not starving for the last 15 days. We have no money. Your own classmate friend Krishna is now a king. Dharavatyam is in Dwarka. And normally they say, Smarata Padakamalam Atmanamapi Echati. The one who thinks of his holy feet, he gives himself to him. Come on, take me. He's of no value. People want this. Anyway, Atmana Pichati. On the contrary, you only want a little money, so definitely he will keep you. So he goes there, he gets disappointed. What happened? He's taken to the guest house. In the guest house, for the guest house to sleep, they keep nice laundered pajamas, shirts, everything. So when he went there, they took away his old clothes and all that. They gave him a nice dhoti and a nice samosa. He says, at least this much I got now, if not other things. He was very happy. In the early morning when he tried to get away, they brought the old one, come on, wear it and give it away, this meant by guest house.
Swamiji, you must forgive me, because as you were speaking about the greatness of the Guru, I was thinking of something that I just read where Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi said, the Guru is the spirit of guidance. He said that if he can, if you need it, if the disciple needs it, he will appear in a human form, otherwise he's working invisibly. But then Bhagavan goes on to say that the spirit of guidance can point you to the way, can even help put you in the boat to go across the ocean of samsara, even give the boat a good push. But then he said, that is all. Bhagavan said the Guru ultimately gives the grace, he gives the effort, he gives even all that's necessary. But the receptivity and the reception of the guidance is the disciples' responsibility. Therefore, for the final, you say, realization, or the
exactly.
Final,
you see, is that you one can guide you to the plate which contains all the food to be taken, but the food has to be taken by you.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
And we have to digest it.
We have to digest. You have to take it. We cannot put it in, then put it into a gullet.
See, because you forgive me, that I know a lot of people that will say, I have faith in the Guru, everything is Guru's grace, I'm doing nothing. And even some of the greatest devotees, I'm referring now to one in Kerala, and I was standing by her side when she said to you, I don't need to go to the manufacturer, I have the distribution house right with me. And then we started to speak about her.
What that faith that also happens. That's where it started. She quoted our Yogi Ramsarathumas, which was written there today. That faith alone can do all these things. So, you need not have Vairagya, you need not have love, you need not have faith. Everything will be done so long as there's faith in the Guru.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's all that. It's all a question of, various types and the various methods by which each one goes. See, if I have depended purely on my Guru and I have gone, I will put it like this. If somebody has done all the work himself, simply taking him as a guide, and he will put in a different way. See, it all depends because each one is taken by a different way. And all the billion people have got billion paths by which they can reach. No one man goes by treads the same path by which another has gone.
Yes.
Because there is nothing left, no footprints left. There is a case where our predecessors have not left any footprints. So as each one goes by path by himself. So accordingly, he says, there are very few who have an idea of all the paths and who can give you an idea. So all are right in a way.
Yes. So that is why, isn't it so, that Sri Ramakrishna said, as many minds, so many paths.
Yes. Joto moto, toto pat.
You got the gist of it.
Not disturbing, yeah.
Pat means pata. That is the way. So, mata means madam. That is what you think, your opinion. As for your opinions, so many ways. So, joto moto, toto pat.
It's a variation of you saying you deserve the guru you get.
That's also there. You get the guru, you deserve that. So, after all, a fifth standard boy can only get a three-time failed 12th standard boy to teach him. A peace will not come. So,
See, Swamiji, once Sri Anandamayi Ma said something very similar to this quote you gave from
Swamiji. Yeah. He keeps telling that.
But you know, she said once, she said, if you have faith in me to the end, this will be your last birth. What a wonderful thing. And then someone said, well, Mother, faith in you, who are you? What are you? What is this? What is that we should have faith in? And it was the response was, what I give you, the teaching I give you, the sadhana I give you. But then this person was being more specific and saying, well, Mother, what are you? And she said, I'm a musical instrument. The music you get from me depends on how you play me. So you can not interact with the guru and get some ragtime music, or you can be completely with him and get this symphony up to our hunger. So what do you say? The hungry disciple gets sweetmeat from the guru. That who is more demanding.
Yeah, a guru is one who is a sambhava. So how can he give to one man a sweet and another man a savory? So that's also there. So these are all at certain levels of bhava, sweet and certain things.
Yeah.
And now, if Ma has told the one who sees me, he can get, who has faith in me, can get. He has told it to a particular type of people and she has told. It's not everybody. Me, she knows how to guru. Me, the one who has got faith in me. So that means at that time those disciples who are already disciples, if Gambhira Shiva is an avatara, he was more than a normal guru. So there are so many nuances there. So it's very difficult to apply them to all. See, it is told in Valmiki Ramayana. Rama says in one place, anybody who has seen me or anybody whom I see, both get moksha. Yascha Ramam na pashyati, yascha Ramanja pashyati. The one who sees him or the one who is seen by Rama, both get moksha. But it may not be applied to somebody else.
I see.
That's what happened.